USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Almost 1.6 million travelers moved through TSA checkpoints on Friday. On Friday, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky spoke about new coronavirus travel guidelines.
Fully vaccinated grandparents can fly to visit their healthy grandkids without getting a COVID-19 test or self-quarantining, provided they follow the other recommended prevention measures while traveling.
She said domestic travel is safe for people who are 2 weeks past their final vaccine dose, but non-essential travel is still not recommended because of the lingering high cases. Former CDC Director Dr. Thomas Frieden tells ABC,
you have to continue to mask up, and you don't want to have a family traveling with some people vaccinated, some people unvaccinated, and going on travel, because we know that we're heading into the fourth surge.
This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A man accused of opening fire at a Southern California business complex, killing 4 people, including a child, and injuring 3 others, has now been charged with 4 counts of murder and could face the death penalty, according to prosecutors. The Orange County District Attorney's Office says Aminadab Gonzalez faces 4 felony counts of murder and 1 felony count of attempted murder. Also, 2 felony counts of attempted murder of a police officer. Orange police said Gonzalez knew the victims, locked the gates to the business complex before opening fire inside a business, which was called Unified Homes. The police fired on him through the gates and subdued him before using bolt cutters to break the bike locks and access the scene. It's back to the drawing board on Iran's nuclear program. The State Department is announcing that talks will resume, but they say the U.S. and Iran won't talk directly at this point. They're scheduled to be held on Tuesday in Vienna, Austria. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signed sweeping new changes to the state's election rules on March 25th. The new law imposes voter ID requirements and limits ballot drop boxes. Civil rights groups have sued Georgia over the new law. And now there's more trouble, as we hear from USA's Brendan Gunzel.
Major League Baseball announced Friday it is moving the 2021 All-Star Game out of Atlanta in response to the new Georgia elections law. The 2021 MLB draft will also be relocated. In a statement, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred said the league is finalizing a new host city and details about these events will be announced shortly. The Atlanta Braves said they were deeply disappointed by the outcome. For USA Radio News, I'm Brandon Gunzel.
A British woman is the mother of what's known as super twins. USA's Mike Fortier explains.
Rebecca Roberts got pregnant last year and found out weeks later she was pregnant again. 2 babies conceived 3 weeks apart yet born in the same day, just 2 minutes apart in September. Roberts tells British media she had what doctors call a superfetation pregnancy, a rarity.
We are the 14th case documented, which is fantastic. We love it. We love having special twins. They are very special.
The 39-year-old Roberts believes fertility drugs may be responsible for the superfetation. Noah, conceived first, weighs over 2 pounds heavier than sister Rosalie. Mom and dad are documenting the twins' developments on Instagram at roberts.supertwins. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.